Keith Walter Ovistach, hello and welcome to the Lock In podcast. My name's Conor Muinichon and I work for Black Knight. We're the Irish web hosting and domains company based in Carlow. We're busy since lockdown came in. We're calling it the Lock In here on this podcast, and we're trying to talk to as many people as we can around the country, people at home, people in business, about how they're coping with, if you want to call it that, the new normal life as we live it now. You can find out all about the show at thelockin.ie. My guest today is a Black Knight customer and a famous bookseller from Galway City, Tomás Kenny of Kenny's Bookshop. Welcome to the show, Tomás.
Thanks, Conor. Thanks for having me.
You have the distinction, and what prompted me to contact you, Tomás, was I saw a tweet on your Twitter feed there recently pointing out that Kenny's Bookshop is the oldest surviving online bookshop in the world. That's quite an achievement. I remember you guys when the web was young, actually, Tomás, and there weren't that many websites in Ireland, but you guys were there.
Yeah, in the early 90s, Digital in Galway had a big factory and it closed down, which was the doom, I suppose, at the time of a lot of the, let's say, high-tech industry in Galway, or so it seemed. But what ended up happening was there was a lot of very skilled people who had been working there who came out and they started working in an entrepreneurial fashion. Mm. And one of them came to us. He said, the internet's the new big thing. He created a website for us because he wanted to use our name. We were relatively prominent. Mm. And then to go out and sell the website to others. So he came in. I'm not around quite that long working in the shop, but I'm reliably informed by my father that he came in and said the day he launched the site, that flipping hell, yesterday this science fiction bookshop in San Francisco got a website in advance. So they went up before us. Now they're sadly out of business.
Right.
So we say we're the oldest surviving.
It was
94. I mean, Amazon is 96, for example. We're there a good while now.
I remember, and it's true about Galway back in the 90s and the internet getting online. I remember Ireland Online was a dial-up service that started up back then in the 90s if you didn't have internet through college or through work or whatever. But I remember it had two dial-up points of presence. One was in Dublin and the other was an 091 Galway City number. And it was extraordinary, really, in a way. And you guys, as I said, were pioneers. You went on then, Tomás, and online sales took over from physical sales and became a more important part of your business.
Yeah, well, I suppose getting in on the ground floor, as it were, enabled us to get a footprint. But throughout our history, we were known, our international presence was as large as our Irish one.
Okay.
And we used to sell quite a lot to the States and other places. So it was a natural merging of kind of parts of our business. And we were just lucky, I suppose, and that we got in at the right time, and we had a lot of stock, which sometimes maybe bookshops may not necessarily have. We always had a store, and we always had several hundred thousand books that we could catalog and put up. So over the years it started to take over, which led to us effectively leaving our high street store in the early 2000s to go where I am now in Lisbon, on the outskirts of the city, where we run our entire operation now under one roof, which is, a lot of people miss High Street. I miss High Street in many ways, but this is, it's a really functional place where we can make sure that if somebody orders on our website, they'll get the book very quickly. Whereas when we were in High Street, you know, it was not always that easy, because the footfall was so much greater that, you know, you'd be going picking an order, but somebody would come in and take up your presence for a while, and you just wouldn't get around to getting to the order in time for the post. Yeah. So, we're great here now, and delighted to be here.
Fast forward then to 2020, Tomás, and no one could have predicted, I think, well, some people did predict and did bang that drum for a long time. But certainly since March of this year, Tomás, everyone in society, businesses like yourselves and ourselves here at Black Knight, we're dealing with a very, very different reality. What's been the impact on Kenny's Bookstore?
Well, it's been enormous. Yeah, I mean, On Post, we ship with On Post. We're absolutely phenomenal. The service they provide in Ireland and abroad is exceptional, but not their fault, but they had to stop shipping to almost every country in the world. The number of countries, I think, was 16 at one point. It's now up to about 30. But we ship all over the world, and export was 90% of our business. The pandemic forced us, because of, you know, we'd no choice now that we couldn't ship to Austria, for example, or America or wherever. We had to start shipping to Ireland and Ireland alone. And it focused us on that. And to that end, there's been a great movement, I suppose, in Ireland of shopping local and shopping with people who aren't certain famous web giants. And it's been great. So on the one hand, we did lose a huge amount of business in terms of our sales abroad, but we've managed to claw an awful lot of that back through our domestic sales. And it's been really nice, because you're dealing with people who are down the road in Clare, in Galway, in Tip, in wherever, and you know, they ring up for a chat and for whatever, and it's a far, I suppose, nicer thing than if somebody is ringing you from the other side of the world. They don't get the book for a week.
Yeah,
they don't necessarily have the same sort of grow or wanting a, you know, an interaction, whereas the Irish people definitely do. And we've been very lucky to have had the presence online to begin with that allowed us, I suppose, take advantage of the movement online in Ireland because of the lockdown. And we're very happy to have done so.
It has been a phenomenon, though, hasn't it, Tomás, certainly in Ireland, of trying to support our own, a consciousness that we're all in this together, and a sense, I think, from Irish consumers that, you know, if they're going to be shopping online, they want to shop with an Irish company if they can at all.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, it's a fascinating thing. I mean, Amazon is obviously the kind of great dark cloud out there for everybody. But as I say quite often to people, it's sometimes a false economy shopping with Amazon, because they're the default option. People think they're cheaper for a lot of products, books included. They are very cheap for the top 50 or 100 titles. Once it goes beyond that, they're actually not. And so not only is it better sometimes to shop with us in terms of we pay our taxes and, you know, et cetera, et cetera, but it's actually cheaper. And the same has been true locally. You know, if you go and you shop with your local bookshop in Ennis or in wherever it is, they'll have the book for you that day, the next day. It'll be really quick. You're helping out the local ecosystem.
Yeah.
And it's not going to cost the earth. And it might be slightly more expensive for sure, but there are so many, the benefits to it are so much greater. And it's been really positive, I suppose, the feedback we've been getting on social media, online, through the phones, from people who have been ordering off us, but want to make the point that they've been doing it because they want to, not just because, you know, they know of us or whatever it might be, but they want to support Irish.
What about your day-to-day operations, Tomás? Did you have people working from home? Are you back to the office now, or how are you operating?
Yeah, we're lucky, again, I suppose, thankfully, that we're here as opposed to High Street, which was a kind of 15th century building, which might have been lots of small rooms. Here, we've got a big open warehouse, socially distancing, working, you know, like that is quite easy here. That being said, we still have a huge amount of people. Well, I say huge. We're not that big company, but a decent percentage of our workforce are still working from home or splitting the week. You know, so as the numbers on site aren't too high at any one time. So it's still surreal. In that, like, my father works here. He's in his 70s. You know, so he's managing his time very carefully now, and he's only come back in the last couple of weeks. So we're still, I mean, it's still an odd time, and we're still not really anything like what you could call back to normal, like everybody else.
Well, what about Galway? What's Galway like at the moment? Because it has a unique kind of an atmosphere, and I know that a certain amount of that atmosphere is built around the tourist industry and the hospitality industry. There's an atmosphere down there where you were in High Street, Quay Street, Cross Street area, Shop Street, and all of that in the city centre. Is it different now, Tomás? Is it, what's it like at the moment?
Yeah, I mean, the city centre itself is It's not eerie because it's still busy. Galway is still a popular place for staycationers, I suppose. You know, and I mean, I was on the prom on Sunday, and it was like a Connacht final in terms of the actual debate. It was so busy, and so from that point of view, there's still, and that's only happened, I suppose, in the last 2 to 3 weeks. There's been an awful lot of people around. Before that, I mean, it was a ghost town, and you know, a lot of the businesses in Galway are very, very focused on tourism, or very need tourism, and you know, things like the Arts Festival Week and Race Week, which would have been the last 3 weeks normally, would be the three busiest weeks in Galway of the year, and that's been a huge, huge loss to ourselves included. I mean, a huge loss to people walking in the door, and but we're lucky. We're certainly lucky that Galway is a popular spot for people to come on holiday, because it's helped quite a bit compared to some places which I know are very much struggling because they don't have that advantage.
Now, I know, Tomás, we were saying you guys had the first mover advantage, or whatever you want to call it, back then. You were beaten to the finish line, or to the starting line, by that shop in San Francisco. But you've got a long history of operating online and having, as we call it here in Blacknet, the bricks and clicks strategy, having the actual physical store, as well as having that online sales and dealing with customers online. We're seeing at Blacknet, we're seeing in society, we're seeing in general, a lot of small businesses in Ireland in particular are taking that first step now and saying, okay, whatever the future looks like, online is going to be one of the legs that we stand in, one of the planks in our platform. What kind of advice, I know it's a very big question to ask you, but what kind of advice would you offer to companies, maybe based on your long experience of operating online and using online, I suppose, to reach customers and to fulfill demand?
Yeah, I mean, it is a big question, I suppose. But the number one thing is to have a presence online, because regardless of, people make the mistake sometimes of wanting to, you know, going from zero to 1,000 and wanting the best website in the world. And quite often a black page with your name and a phone number can do a substantial amount. I mean, at the moment, as we were saying, people really want to shop local. So they want to be able to Google and find you and necessarily contact you in some way. I mean, having a transactional website is fantastic, you know, but with something like books, I mean, we have 600,000 books on the shop floor here. It's difficult to manage that amount. And even if it's a smaller kind of corner bookshop, it's still a lot of books. You're still talking about thousands. It's quite difficult to set up and to manage that stock. But to even have it in any way, shape or form makes such a big difference, because people want to help. They want to go and deal with it. But starting is the first thing, and building it up beyond then. I mean, talking again about books specifically, there are other ways to sell your books. There are websites where you can go and they'll help you and they'll sort out how to catalog, because it's a different scenario from just having it on a shelf. You need to describe the book, condition, etc. And it's quite easy to do. But I would always say start with the site. Don't worry about spending a year making it absolutely fantastic. Just get it up there in the first instance. Start driving whatever limited traffic there'll be there initially, but it'll help it, because as long as people, I mean, even now, a relatively substantial amount of the business we do on our website is over the phone, where people go onto the website, but they ring us from the website. And, you know, even though we have a very good site that functions perfectly well and all the rest of it, sometimes there might be a credit card issue or whatever it might be. And they just, or they want to talk, they want an advice. They want to, you know, I read this book, so, you know, what would you recommend next? And it's, so having the site there to begin with, having some class of a foothold, I think is the first thing, rather than worrying too much about making it the best website known to man.
That's really fascinating insight, Tomás. And what you're saying really is that at the end of the day, it comes down to people, and people want to talk to someone in business who knows their business.
Yeah, absolutely. And again, it's for us, like, the single biggest difference we have from Amazon or whoever it is that we're here, we're physically here, and somebody can ring us up to chat about, you know, the crowd restrictions at GAA matches or whatever it might be, because a lot of people who are ringing us at the moment, or who are, you know, they might be on their own and for whatever medical reason may not necessarily see too many people on too regular a basis. And so we chat to people, we talk to people, we give advice on what stock they might like, what book they might like next, and so on and so forth. And that interaction is a huge thing for us because it differentiates us from the behemoths, as it were. But it's hugely important. But it's important to them, and that's what they want, not just from Kenny's, but from every bookshop in Ireland. That's why they're looking for those shops, you know, not just bookshops, but that's why they're looking for those localized shops. And they're the people who are going to keep us all in business, you know, not necessarily the people who are buying off Kenny's, you know, in Africa or in South America or in Japan before the lockdown. It's the people in Ireland who are going to determine our future. So that's who we want to, you know, make the base case for.
It's a pleasure to talk to you, Tomás. Congratulations on your continued success and best of luck in the future.
Cheers, Con. Thanks. I appreciate it.
Tomás Kenny there on the show from Galway, from kennys.ie. That's the website. And of course, they have a physical shop in Lisbon in Galway as well. Thelockin.ie, that's our podcast address. If you want to subscribe to the podcast, review some of the previous episodes that we've had on the show, or indeed subscribe so you can get the next ones as well. And it's on video as well. Some of you may be watching us on YouTube. That's where you can find us. Thelockin.ie. Good day and tachtan, chachuin, marshin, slán, agus benach. Yeah.